The Tiny Art Walk is a collection of six miniature art galleries featuring local artists that we've installed in the public spaces in the 100 block of West Main in Marshalltown.
How tiny are we talking?
We're talking 10 inches deep, 12 inches high. The artwork is about 3 to 4 inches, 4 by 6 inches. So we're talking tiny miniature artwork, all done by local artists for tiny miniature art galleries. Stroll the block, look at the galleries, look at the work. There's some miniature figures in there, so you can have a really fun time seeing very unique artists, unique artwork done by local artists, great local artists.
So this is coming up August 7th, is that right?
Yeah, we'll have some tiny cookies, tiny cups of lemonade, a tiny ribbon cutting downtown, outside. Stroll the block, listen to music, talk to friends, meet the artists. It'll be a lot of fun.
That's so cool. So how did you, Josh, if you don't mind me asking this question, how did you get into tiny art? Did you like making dioramas when you were a kid at school? How did this happen?
That's a bingo on that one. Yeah, I love making dioramas. I've been making tiny miniature artwork forever. I make tiny little houses, tiny little bedroom scenes out of cardboard. And so when the Arts and Culture Alliance and the MCBD presented me with the opportunity to create some artwork for downtown, I thought, let's make some tiny artwork. Why not? We love it. These are things that are easy to see, easy to install, easy for the artist to work on, a kind of a unique project. But it just adds a little bit of whimsy, a little bit of a unique perspective into, a new view into artwork. It's great.
Yeah. So you mentioned other artists. I mean, is this kind of a new art form, tiny art?
It's a new way of making artwork. So what we're seeing are these artists doing what they do the best. We've got Lisa Cantrell, Janet Collison, Miguel Sanchez, Jacqueline Zamora, Don Gettler, Nancy Adams, some of my favorite Marshalltown artists, making the same work they normally make, but scaled way down. So they had to kind of think differently about their work, think differently about how to make the work. It's a great, unique project, a great way to kind of kickstart new ideas, think differently about your work, think differently about how the community engages with the artwork. They've done a great job. And then in September, then we'll rotate out some new artists, all new work. Again, tiny artwork. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're working with the community on some of these new projects, new galleries. The artists have really enjoyed this unique experience.
So, Josh, they have to be if it's outside, right? So they have to, I mean, you have to worry about the elements a little bit.
That was a worry. Yes, they're all outside. So I built the galleries in a way that they are, so far, they've been weatherproof, bug-proof, humidity-proof, vandal-proof. The work has survived. The galleries are dry. They're clean. It's been great. It's worked out terrifically.
Okay. Well, yeah, you got to worry about the birds maybe making a home in one of those, right?
I keep waiting for wasps or ants, but we haven't seen any of that yet. So we've been great. They've worked out great. They are weatherproof. They are surviving. They are thriving.
That's awesome, Josh. hey, thank you for being on the show with us, and hopefully people will get out and about and see all the tiny artwork, okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kyle.